apologize for being late. I have, you might want to turn this down, whoever's back there. I get a little excited once in a while. But I have a couple disciples in Mexico that have just recently gone down to Mexico last week. And we got a long distance call from Mexico just as we were getting ready to walk out the door. And so I had to get filled in on all that was going on down there, even though I knew that at one end I would probably end up being late. But praise the Lord. It's good to see you again, Pastor Green. I'm sorry I wasn't able to come and pray before the service. I got here in time anyway to hear your pastor closing a few comments out of Paul's dissertation to the Romans and out of the book of 1 John, which, as the Lord would have it, that's what I've been into today. So I'm sure that there's something for us here tonight. I want to start off by giving you four basic things that I like to do whenever. This is going to be somewhat of a exposing of my heart and a sharing of some concepts of fellowship with you. They continued in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, in breaking of bread, and in prayer. The book of Acts 6. And I'm going to more or less concentrate the direction tonight toward fellowship. Not necessarily so much your fellowship with God, while that has to be first, obviously. But the horizontal relationship, the relationship one to another in the body of Christ. I feel that very strongly this is a message for this body. I didn't can this message. I don't come with a canned message. God began speaking this word to me less than 2 hours ago. And as I walked in the door, he's been putting these things together. I know it's for this body. My motivational gift is prophecy. I don't come prepared in any other way other than fellowshipping with the Lord. I'm prepared in fellowship with God that he can put upon my heart what is for you. And so this message is going to be for this body. And so I pray that we'll open our ears and that we'll submit our spirits to the Lord and that we'll be able to receive tonight from the Lord. You know, whenever you're going to sit and hear the Word of God preached, whether it's you're going to hear it on the radio or you're going to watch television or you're going to be here at a meeting, there's four things that I like to remind all of us, and it's a reminder to me too, that we should consciously be aware of before we get into the message. Number one is give 100% attention to the Word. Don't allow distractions. Don't be distracted. Try not to be distracted in any way from the Word. Give 100% of your attention toward the Word. Because if I'm a man of God, and if I'm anointed to bring you a message, and if it's from the Word of God, then as the preacher speaks, it's thus saith the Lord, isn't it? I was trying to describe the anointing to a secular writer for one of the newspapers in Honolulu once when I was doing a big evangelistic meeting. This lady would claim to be a Lutheran, but the poor lady was just as lost as you can be. And she was trying to get some information to put together a story to tell a little bit about me. Well, it used to be that kind of thing. I used to like that kind of thing because I was in Hollywood and I was a pro boxer and I used to be in that kind of a realm. And I liked to get stories on me and I liked to give people big stories about the great things that I'd done. But you know, when you're in the Lord and God's dealt with a lot of your ego and a lot of the motivations in your life, what I call motivational forces that at one time were carnal, now hopefully our motivational forces are godly. When you lose your life, you're supposed to come into a new life, right? But we're to lose our motivational, carnal motivational forces so that godly motivational forces can motivate us into becoming a new creature. The Word says that when you're born again, you're a new creature, amen? But the thing is, that new creature will starve and that new creature will be retarded unless he's fed. And the Scripture tells us that unless we're willing to lose who we were in the world, we'll never find who we are in the kingdom. The spiritual secrets of God's kingdom are not given to anybody. God has not promised that all who believe, in the sense that we think believe means, and we're going to get into what it really means to believe. And we're going to apply really believing how much of a believer you and I are by the kind of relationships we have one with another. What do you think of that? Might get a little hot in here. People say, oh, I love the Lord. Yeah, well, I can't get along with Sister So-and-so. I love her in the Lord, but I ain't never talking to her again. You've heard that probably once or twice. A lot of older saints in here, you've probably heard it all your life. But see, we're going to apply losing your life, and we're going to apply receiving spiritual nuggets from God and spiritual secrets, truth into his kingdom. We're going to apply that tonight as it relates to koinonia, fellowship with one another. And how we're going to see that to the degree that you honor a brother or sister in the Lord shows your honor and respect to God. We say, well, that brother or sister is not godly. They don't even read a King James Bible. But see, God said that servant's able to stand, God's able to make him stand. But if that brother or sister is so weak that you can't fellowship with them because you're so spiritual, where's your bowels of compassion toward that one? Where's the laying down of our lives, laying down our spirituality in the sense that we want to fellowship about the book of Revelation, and maybe they're still in the elementary things of Romans? Maybe they don't even understand water baptism and they've had it three times. Maybe they think